Again, a very good afternoon to you. Welcome to the number one talk radio station, Eagle FM Namibia. Sally J in studio on the brand conversation, and I hope that you are doing good. Hope your Thursday is treating you well. I do not know where this week is flying to, but I'm here to support it fully. Now, today on the brand conversation, we are having a look at the importance of decision making in leadership. So I'd like to hear from you in terms of what is the role of leadership in decision making? I think the first thing that we can maybe start with is, what is decision making? Now, it is basically a leadership skill that managers use to assess a situation and determine how the organization may proceed. So when we are talking about the decision making process, it involves the following steps, right? Identifying the challenge, where in this step, the manager discovers an issue, they determine the circumstances that led to that situation. Then there's devising solutions, right? Where after learning more information about the case, the manager creates one or several possible solutions. Then there's weighing options, right? Whereby you as the manager, you analyze the advantages and disadvantages of each option and you explore the alternative possible solutions if needed. Then there's also making a choice, right? Where once a thorough assessment has taken place, the manager makes that final decision about what action to take. And then there is informing others of the decision, whereby the manager now informs employees of the decision and explaining how that decision influences the workplace. So we are talking about decision-making skills. What are your thoughts on decision-making? Why do you think it is important that leaders know about decision or have decision-making skills? Because, you know, each and every day we are all faced with a multitude of decisions, right? Some of these are relatively small, you know, such as maybe deciding what to wear or what to have for breakfast for the lucky ones out there. Others are big and they can have a major influence on the course of our life or our career, such as deciding where to go to school or whether to have children. Some decisions take time while others must be made, of course, in a split second, right? So yes, while we employ a number of different decision-making strategies, as we'll learn today, we also often fall prey to a number of these common decision-making problems. So today, let's discover which decision-making mistakes and obstacles might be influencing the choices that you make, each and every day as a leader in your business field. Because yes, while we all like to believe that we make our choices based on logic and rationality, the fact is that there are a number of decision-making problems that can complicate your process. And of course, being aware of some of these potential pitfalls, it might help you make better decisions in the future. So I ask you again, is decision making and leadership interconnected? Is a good decision maker also a leader and vice versa? You can share your thoughts. That is on 083-288-401.
Oulu mnangeshefa no hara kushivika oma akuro yo kupitira muhorike radio station ayo Eagle FM. Enyamukuro olongaha. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica koshikondo sheipindi kono raheta tuimwe, heari imwe, ne heari, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mamberewa kono raheta tu natu, mbali o heta tu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Ninge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na. Opo umone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye. Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
How can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massacred?
No, that's not what I mean. I mean on the silver platter.
In terms of the infrastructure.
Of the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were...
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first...
For social position to raise a child. What does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commander say hold fire, they hold fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes. Because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM.
To our valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times. All right, 20 minutes past 12 o'clock, we continue our topic on decision-making skills. What do you think is the role of decision-making for leaders? What do you think about the decision-making skills that are important for leaders? Now, constant decision-making is the nature of leadership. You know, decisions that leaders must make tend to carry much more weight than making typical everyday choices, right? I was giving you guys the example of being a president or being a manager in a company. So today, this topic is for every single person that is in a leadership role in whatever your business field is. So let's hear what you have to say. Eagle FM, good afternoon.
Yes, sorry.
Yes, good afternoon.
How's the afternoon?
I'm okay, thanks. How are you doing?
Good.
So, decision-making skills.
Yes, decision-making skills. I think, like, in Namibia, I think it, majority of them, they don't meet that caliber. Because that we must talk at what level. It's at the decision-making of executive manager or president or what level should we speak?
Well, you can speak in whichever one you feel comfortable, because at the end of the day, you know, a leader can be a manager or they can be a president. So whichever one you feel comfortable, you know, giving your thoughts in, that's also fine.
Yeah. So
which one do you want to go into?
Yeah, I will speak at the top, like president and ministers.
Okay.
Because I think they are the ones that are putting the country in a problem because of poor decision making.
Okay.
For example, if I can give you a scenario of past Namibia.
Okay. The recent one?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
So if you check on instance like today on the morning program, with Wanda Gutsu, he was focusing too much on Mr. Smith. Eh?
Okay.
But the recent decision making of like the South African company that give Transnamib 15 days to pay their 161 million. Eh? It's because of poor leadership that the investors seen when Transnamib is hogging headline these days because of a Zimbabwean manager. They in it's executive in Windhoek who is bringing in expatriates from Zimbabwe who don't meet the requirement, and they are being paid a lot of money, and the country is making them work permit. You understand this poor decision making.
Okay, so go ahead.
Now the fundamental question that I always ask. Okay, we understand because this is what people think apparently. We don't want people to come to our country when we get our independence. But when we were fighting for independence, we were in other people's country.
Okay. The point you are trying to make, because I want us to make sure that we stay on the topic, because now it sounds like you're talking about foreigners, and I want us to be very careful that we don't sound too insulting. So what is the point you're trying to make?
My point is nothing to, I'm just want to bring a robust conversation.
Okay.
I'm not trying to instigate, bring any kind of xenophobia, but
okay.
My point is very genuine.
Okay.
I'm saying we already learned, we know that Namibia is a child of international relations. We can accommodate people in Namibia. But we learned already from SME Bank. When people were inbred there, they were inbred. Like this president is saying, okay, he's a Pan-Africanist. They were inbred as Africans. But after SME Bank was eaten up, they become foreigners. How all of a sudden, if our leader, they are the one that makes this decision to appoint a non-Namibian in such position.
Okay. So all in all, if I can ask you this, why is decision-making important in leadership, if I have to ask you?
Yeah. Decision-making in leadership, it's very, very important and very fundamental.
Okay.
Because it depends to every decision made. That's where the country is going. It depends to every decision you made. That's where the organization is going. That's why the decision, when they make a decision to appoint someone who appointed people without expert, without knowledge, you know what the investors do? The investor, because they are scared of their money, they invested in an organization which is appointing people without relevant skill, which there is a lot of maladministration.
So that has a big impact.
Yes, it has a big impact, and people are moving away from this point.
I hear you.
If it wasn't this recent saga that was uncovered by NUNW, I'm telling you, the South African investor, that company, a challenge or whatsoever.
Okay.
They couldn't put Transnamibi to their toast like that. But if you come to such extent where you are threatening investment, the investor has the right to say, no, we see the requirement, the ethic and the code of conduct that brought us to invest in Transnamibi. The executive and the whoever and the minister, they are not going in line with how we feel that our investment is secured.
I hear you.
That's poor decision making.
Okay, I hear you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, my brother. Let's give a chance to the others.
All right, sorry.
All right. All right. So yes, decisions that leaders must make tend to carry much more weight. You know, success or failure for many people often hangs in the balance when a leader is weighing an important decision, right? And in so many cases, the outcome will positively or negatively impact careers and livelihoods of workers, their families, the larger community, even potentially the global community, right? In decision by leaders of multinationals. So clearly a top criteria for management is development of leadership decision making skills. You know, on the bright side, even those everyday decisions that we are talking about, they carry their own risk. And after all, as you can easily imagine, bearing responsibility for making a decision that can lead to major consequences for other people's lives, it is going to be an intimidating prospect. You know, there's a big wrinkle in the already too messy reality of a situation, which is that nobody is right all the time. But for real relief, however, there is good help for leaders in the experience and wisdom of those who have been there and done that, right? So with some knowledge of sound leadership decision-making techniques, it's about developing your understanding of what it takes to make good decisions at the highest levels of organizations and thereby better prepare yourself for that challenge. Eagle FM, good afternoon.
Oh, it's good afternoon. How are you?
I'm okay, my uncle. How are you doing?
You doing good.
That's right.
Yesterday, I think yesterday I attended one of your lectures, but the other one I did not attend.
That's okay.
this is very important. Yeah, I think last time we were talking about also leadership, the vision,
all
the craft of the mission and the organization and other issues. This decision really have impact on our life, positive or negative. So, and also many of the decisions that the leadership take, because I really realize that different leadership and management performance. So many a times we run them together. And the decision has to be operationalized or implemented by the managers. Those are out there technocratic. Even when you look at the level, you know, top, middle, and, you know, the production level, you see that. And I think this also paints the president, because I remember when he was addressing the cabinet retreat at one point, you see, most of these decisions are not being implemented. So now, on this, the other, now, it's no longer leadership role. or responsibility is actually the management level. They're supposed to, even those people who are now technocratic, they are the executive directors and everybody, because those are the ones that educated. I'm not saying that the politician, I'm not educated. Yeah, those who are very good, all qualifications. But the implementation part. So you might just have the kind of some skills, some technical skill and conceptual skill, even the way how you interact with the people there, communication, the visions and the values and all these mission statements communicated or understood by the people there. So the leaders, they are also there to craft up the vision and other things. And also to motivate, like you were saying yesterday, inspire them. And, but many a times, even the decisions that are made, just look, research are done sometimes for us. Just look at the Namibia Statistics Agency. And many of those companies who are profiling their status, their position, you see that they are coming, but they are making decisions. They are making some kind of proposal, but then, I don't know who has to do now that one for us. To really, you know, you must also bring some kind of conviction, strong conviction within the community members to take up those decisions. Because some of these areas there, I just felt that, wow, I could double myself and divide myself. So there are decisions that are declared, but are we also ready to implement? Because I'm sure those some of the organizations or individual, let's say at the individual level now, are we also need to make some decision, personal decision, some kind of strong and, you know, very, I don't know, unpopular decision as individual.
Yeah.
You know, that's self-assessment. Okay, thank you very much, but let's have the responsibility upon our shoulder. And for those who do not want to implement the decision, the accountability, let them hold them accountable. But first of all, start with us. Because there are many decisions there that are taken. Many.
Yeah.
But are we trying to seize that opportunity and say, let me apportion this one. Let me appropriate this kind of decision or whatever to my own life. Are we doing that? Are we appropriating them to our life, to our own individual life? So thank you very much, Madam.
Thank you so much, Nkubana. Thank you. All right, let's take a quick commercial break, and then we will be back to continue more on the brand conversation.
Ushua kokusha oshikwiri rimba oshina hepero momunyo vyetu peva peyuva. Monao, po Global Parts, tunova ungure ova puike, ozo nongo, nova harupu okukuvatera. Tunovitenda peke peke vyo vikwiri rimba okuzako Volkswagen, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, BMW, nui natuwa weather ovitenda vyo Toyota. Wedhako omana omanene shimuna omaile no top run. Tuvadha po mura rimbui o Naismith mo Southern Industrial Area. Po Global Parts tukupa onji viro othemba ohunga no vitenda vyo vitore. Global Parts, global reach for best local advice and prices.
Still continuing with the brand conversation as we are talking about decision making skills. Now, you know, leadership decision making is about evaluating information, right? And using it to help dismiss some options for action and to choose another instead. And we are talking about how a leader is obviously already facing an exceptionally complex decision making, right? Before even getting around to considering the content of the particular choices to be weighed in any given leadership. Now, as we pointed out, a personal decision leads to an individual action, right? Which may or may not ultimately affect the whole world, depending on your persuasion. Whereas a leadership decision can be expected to impact many. So we are talking about how do poor leadership decisions happen? Luckily, our brains naturally filter out countless sensory inputs every minute, right? Which is a good thing. It prevents information overload. It enables focus on the inputs that are relevant for addressing purposes of the moment. So our capacity to ignore information is crucial to our ability to function at all in the world. But that's not the same thing as overlooking inputs that are needed for good decision making. You know, leaders need a sharp eye for what's important in their roles and a strong ability to process information and make choices quickly. You know, bad decisions are often made impulsively, failing to take in all the necessary considerations. So in other words, many poor management decisions are made due to neglect of potential consequences, failure to pay attention to other key factors on the ground, or perhaps missing something else. Let's hear what you have to say. Eagle FM?
Yeah, Sharif, good day, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, how are we?
I don't know about you, but we are doing very well.
Oh, that's good, thank you. Who are we speaking to?
This is Pastor Shalongo.
Wonderful, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much. We are talking about leadership and management.
Yes, we're talking about leadership and decision-making, the importance of decision-making, yes.
Yes, you make it very clear that how does poor decision happen and so on.
Yes.
Okay. Since I'm a father and uncle and I'm a pastor and I'm SME.
Right.
Which means I'm also a leader.
Yes, I agree there.
before we point fingers to anybody else, we have to look to ourselves.
True.
So that we can correct our mistakes and so on, then we pull the others in a right way. I have realized in the world that leadership and management and making decisions, obviously, if we are doing it a natural way or godly way, then it can be all right with everybody. But if we are doing it in the sake of my own decision, like you mentioned it, self decision, whatever.
Mm.
Yeah, it will not help other people.
Okay.
It must first of all, because I said I'm a pastor, it must be godly leadership or godly decision taking.
Yes.
And secondly, it must be a natural way, not only because of education, because somebody attending books. Yes, we attended books in order to know how to count and write and speak in English.
Mm.
Maybe to communicate with the other world, the other part of the world.
Yes.
But it must be natural, not to be defiled with any other evil power. Otherwise, it will be only for 1, 2, 3, 4, and it will fall. It will disappear, it will vanish because it's not godly and it is not natural.
I hear you. Pastor yes. Shalongo, I wanted to ask, you know, in your capacity as a, you know, even as a pastor, right, a leader of people, what problems do you often face in the decision-making process?
What problem do I
face in the decision-making process? When you are making decisions, what are some of the challenges that you went through that you can share with us in terms of decision-making?
Yes, it's very true. Some challenges is if I make decision on my own without consulting other people, and first of all, without consulting the one who sent me, which is God, which I'm not going too deep on that.
That's
side,
okay.
But, yeah, we are talking in the terms of spiritual leading.
Okay.
If I'm doing it in the sake of my own opinions and my own will, it will not last. It will not last. And it will not help people, both the way and the natural way. On the other side, it will not be blessed. It will not be sufficient with everybody because it is only my own decision. It's not God's decision. That's why on the Christian side, we must do it God's way, not my own will.
I see.
And also when it comes to the political, to the business, or to help people, it must be, motive for everybody else to benefit.
Okay, I hear you.
I like when our president, sometimes he says, No one is left behind.
Yeah,
we can say it in the mouth, but in action, it can only happen and implemented whenever we are mentioning it from our heart and we are doing it in the right way.
Okay.
Finally, I don't want to go far. I don't want to say you people, like, let me say Ego FM.
Yeah.
It's the boldest radio that I have seen in Namibia that came to make people to come to the right way. It might be look stranger to some people, yeah. But really the reality, the truth that Ego FM is motivating people, it can make Namibia to be free indeed.
Mm. Thank you so much, Pastor. We appreciate it.
Okay, let me not go far. It's enough for today.
Thank you so much.
All the best. I like the way you are reading us people, and the way the platform that you are putting up this program is not to look left and right, but it's for the reality and true way of leadership.
Yes. Thank you so much, Pastor. We appreciate it. Thank you so much. You too.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Thank you so much, Pastor Shalongo. Now, I want us to take a moment right now to reflect on the extent of consideration you give to making decisions at work or in your workplace. You know, is it that your practice to approach decisions in a pretty methodical way? Or would you say you tend to be more impulsive, like shooting from the hip without much or any evaluation of facts? I want you today to look back at some of the most significant decisions that you recall making over the recent years. What have you learned from significant good and bad decisions that you've made so far? Because business managers out there, business leaders, spiritual leaders out there, any type of leader that you are faced with an onslaught of decisions to make every day. Some are simple, some more complex, some maybe even pretty mind-boggling. But operating under pressure, you know, grappling with sets of these complex choices that have these high-stake consequences, it can be a very, very tough reality for those that are not prepared. So yes, learning the key leadership decision-making fundamentals, I hope that today it increases your confidence in decision-making abilities. It's about helping you maximize the positive impact of your personal power as a leader on your workplace environment and your team's success. Because decision-making, if you ask me, it is probably the largest part of leadership. So perhaps the best overall advice you can get for improving your management skills more generally is to evaluate your leadership experience. So I ask again, is decision making and leadership interconnected? What makes up a good decision? How do you make a good decision? What problems do we often face in that process? And how do we make the right decisions?
What problems do we often face?
Eagle FM?
Yes, hello.
Yes, good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm okay, thanks. How are you doing?
I'm good.
That's good. Who are we speaking to?
Yeah, it's Vuyo. You said I'm always like somebody.
Yeah, Vuyo. You are just a rich guy and you are just there in the farm eating all your nice food and ignoring the rest of us.
No. I'm just a good person.
Oh, that's good.
I'm always trying to reach the radio. Mm. Sometimes it's
the queue gets long.
The queue gets long or sometimes you are busy.
That's okay.
Yeah, but we are talking about the decisions, yeah?
Yeah, decision making.
A leader should make a decision always.
Yes.
But it must be in two contexts. Huh?
Okay.
There is good decisions and the either poor decisions.
True.
The good decisions is when you make decision which you look into the future upcoming, maybe for the business or for that thing you for the purpose of the decision, and you knowing that this decision I made, it will not affect the business, it will not affect anyone, it's in a benefit of everyone here, even in the future. But the poor decisions are that when we make decisions which can make or can bring negative things to us.
Yeah.
Even make ourselves suffer sometimes.
Yeah.
people were talking about what trash Namibia here and so on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe mm-hmm. people made maybe I remember there was a poor decision which was made that time when Trans Namibia was represented. I remember those days, Mr. John, there was a man who was exactly for Trans Namibia those days and was okay. performing nicely.
I see.
And people forcing, Namibia must become a president of government and so on. And now the decision was made. And now that decision is haunting us. So meaning that it was a poor decision made or very bad one.
I see.
So when we as a leader make decisions, sometimes we should not care what the people are talking about or think about. But we should care that the reputation of what we are doing.
Okay.
We should think that, yeah. Because if we say we will consider the people's willing and also what they want us to do, then we will not finish.
I see. So
how many people are going to consider to make decisions in, you know?
Mm.
So sometimes we should, as long as that the decision that we made is in a good faith.
Okay.
Or for that thing we are targeting,
yeah,
and it will not come back to us in a negative ways.
Mm.
So that's a good decision. But if we made decisions sometimes to pray to, you know, I will do this just to make Sally feel good that I'm doing this, and I'm not even considering for the future.
I see.
Then that's a bad decision because I'm just doing it because of, my wife said I must do this. I have to do it because, yeah, you see now. And in future, either you destroy the company or the business or you bring negative things to the people. As we people are suffering now in Namibia, it's because of the previous decision that were made by previous leaders who were there. And now, because we don't know, we just blame the current one, but they are not the one who made it.
Yeah, so you're saying everything had a domino effect.
Yeah, you see now.
Okay.
So we have to see, as you said, we have to see. First, evaluate the advantage of that decision.
Yeah. And the
negative effect of that, of the decision that if I made it, will it, or how, what will come after?
Okay.
A while.
Okay.
So now we are talking about the people, we are happy, investors, we must invite them all the time. Maybe it could be a bad decision because after 10 years or 15 years, all the people in Namibia, the Namibian people, they might not have any, they are not even benefit from
much of the resources. Okay,
it's taken over by the investors.
Mm-hmm.
They are all over our country. In the West, our people are starting crying, now we don't have a job.
Mm-hmm.
Or they are having a job, but they are getting the paid whatever, this salary from those companies. They are paying them peanut butter. For instance, the recently founded oil.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe those companies, they will come and process everything, and they will come with their people. Our people, they will only, they are just pushing wheelbarrows. They are not really involved in the whole process of processing the thing. And now the oil maybe is just taken here raw, and they are taking them wherever they are going to process them.
Mm.
And when the oil come back, it's very expensive, and the people cannot afford while it was mined here.
Mm.
It could be, those are the decisions that we should do, we should look into for the futures and for the recent times that we are now.
Yeah.
So I think if we are that, we consider those things.
Okay.
One day we we will be good leaders.
Okay, I hear you.
Yeah, we will be good leaders.
I hear you, Boyo.
And the people, our kids will not suffer.
Mm.
Anyone who's a Namibian or anyone who's under our leadership will not. Even the people who will come, our successors, leaders, they will not even having are going to have a difficult situation to work with those work that we have done before, because we make right decisions.
We
must be careful, even like when we signing all those memorandum of understanding, signing disagreements, they might have negative effects in future. And it's because those leaders were there, they took bad decisions, not good. They without considering the future. Thank you, Sari.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, let's quickly pay the bills. We have the time is flying. Let's quickly pay the bills.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
All right, almost 10 minutes left of the brand conversation, and today we are looking at the importance of decision-making in leadership. You know, one thing I did want to ask is, should a good leader have the ability to keep his personal or his or her personal feelings out of situations? Or, you know, what role do emotions play in decision making? You know, how can leaders develop the ability to filter their emotions to make good leadership decisions? So whether you are running an up and coming startup or you are handling a small team in a big corporation, being a leader is one of the most difficult roles that you can ever have. And today was really just to have these conversations with you to recognize that we need to learn the skills to make difficult situations in a timely manner and even under intense pressure. You know, effective decision making, it requires making the best decision while also considering the needs and interests of the group. And I love how so many of you have reiterated that. You know, leaders need to lead, like many of you said, but many don't. They avoid making decisions that lead the team because those are the decisions that have consequences. And those leaders are the ones to avoid because they'll make no decisions and they let the situation make the decision. Then they cannot be blamed. You know, a choice must be made whether the team puts time into project A or B or supports client C or D or investing in strategic opportunity E or F. No amount of logic will typically help someone choose the best option. So it is a leader that has to put, you know, their neck on the line, right? And great leaders, they make choices and they do it courageously, declaring that they have made a decision and then buying their team into their thinking, their vision, and why they made that choice. So we now know that leadership quality that is the most important to be a great leader is to make choices. Let's hear what you have to say. Eagle FM.
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you doing?
Good, good. Who am I speaking to? I need to mention your name when I'm telling you, because I only have one or few words.
Okay, my name is Sally.
Sally.
Sally, yes. Like Sally Boss Madame, but Sally Radio Madame.
Yeah. Sally, an investor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Okay, what about an investor?
Will never grow your economy.
So what grows an economy?
Ever. When you empower your own people.
I hear you. As a leader, eh?
Yeah, as a leader.
It's actually interesting you say that. Go ahead.
We have an example already. Look at all these retailers here. They are from South Africa. If you look at their books, if you just look at their books, then you will find out that the money that they make and ship out of this country is a lot than the money that they invested in the country.
Mm.
Because the person will come in with a 100 million, set up the business, and some of them, they even go to GIPF there. Okay. Take money from GIPF, use your own money, make money for themselves, and then within 10 years, they have already made billion of dollars.
Mm.
You see?
the leadership that we.
How does one make what would you say are the steps to making, you know, a good decision? Let's say in this case, what steps does one take to make a good decision, in your opinion?
Come again?
What are the steps to making a good decision or the right decision?
You know what the reason why other companies or other people go to other countries to go and make money is to make money. You need to look at that. The purpose is to make money.
Okay.
It's not to come in and grow other people's economy. Investors will only come in and employ, but the big chunk of money goes out of the country.
I see.
That is what we could know. It's business. Once you happen to do business, that's when you realize that. If you are, let me say for example, it's almost like you are when you are working in the foreign country, you get a salary for £15,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, if you know that one day or some other days you are going home, obviously you have to budget 50% of that money to send back home, and then the other one you eat it. It will even end up sometimes is that. 50% of your pay, let me say, you can even take 70.
Mm.
When it comes to a company, you find a company here, like in Namibia, their profit, and the money that they pay their workers, their profit is even more. You see?
I see.
I can tell you right now, like, what the president is doing is very, very dangerous because we don't have policies that protect the locals.
I see. Okay.
I was actually talking to one of the guys yesterday, and I was very much impressed when he told me, like, look, I need to come up with the franchises of a certain business.
Mm.
But the competition is too high because there is no law that regulates franchises in this country. You see, this is where the problem is because the company that is having more money will come and compete with you, and sometimes they will make
because
sure that
they
you
have
don't
a bigger
even get
capital. Yeah.
Yeah, they have a bigger capital. That
I
is
see
the
what
problem.
You're saying.
Yeah.
See.
So this is the problem that you actually say, and that this goes until to the resources, whereby we don't have any policies that protect the what. The
yeah.
locals.
So decisions really, sorry, so
people
decisions
don't
really have an impact, right? Basically.
Yeah.
I hear you. Interesting.
See, it's very, very dangerous for the president to do that. Because here, how many companies do we have? You know, if you go in the north, local companies are dead now. We used to have Konde number ones, what? No, no, shop,
okay.
The Punyungus, all of them,
okay.
They are dead. It is because of the competition.
Competition.
And all these retailers that we have here, these are franchises from South Africa.
Mm.
What policy do we have here to protect these franchises if somebody comes up with a business? We don't have it.
I hear you.
You see, this is where the problem is. But these people will go there and invite as if it's a wedding.
They'll
come. But at the end of the day, when small business are dying, they will say, no. People, they don't want to work. They want the government to create jobs for them. But you don't empower them.
I hear you.
You see, these are the kind of leadership that we have. There is no policy on the ground, but you go and look for other people to come and compete with us. And we are not protected. And we are not financial
sound and probably stable. Yes.
Yeah. You see, stables. How are you going to survive?
I hear you.
There's nothing. You can't survive. You can't compete.
I hear you.
And they also didn't categorize the businesses here. You just compete with the big companies that is having an overturn of about.
I hear what you're saying.
Million.
Yeah.
300 million.
I hear what you're saying.
Anyway, coming.
Well, my brother, I want to thank you. Yes, I hear what you're saying. I want to thank you so much for adding your thoughts. I think it really ties in a lot with what we're talking about, which is decision making skills. So thank you so much for adding your thoughts. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, all these things link to each other.
Yes.
When you make a decision, you must consider. First, you try and do your feasibility, try and find out exactly what will be the advantage.
Yes.
And when you are a reader doing something like that, you consider
the local first. That's why when Trump got on the throne for the president, he said American first. And then he made sure that he killed all the competitors, companies, the Japanese and the Chinese.
Okay. Yeah. I see your point. I do see your point. Yeah. All right, my brother, we are running out of time, but thank you so much. I hope we can have this type of chats again.
Thank you very much.
All right, take care. All right, so yes, we are talking about decision-making in leadership. You know, to enable this assessment, I have some questions for you that maybe can help you to know whether you are leading or not. My question to you, my three questions are, have you avoided making a leading decision in the past year that has started? If you have no decision avoidance from now on, the other one is, have you made a leading decision in the past 2 months? If you haven't, and I hope that you can make more of them, maybe aim for one per week. And also, would your team agree that you make brave leading decisions? If it is a yes, keep going. If it is no, start making them. Because at the end of the day, we all have to make decisions, especially when at work, right? Decision making is a key skill in the workplace and one that is highly important for managers and leaders. Strategic decision making is a process, right? And it has a couple of steps like defining the problem, developing your list of potential solutions, evaluating the positives and negatives, selecting the best suited solution, you know, implementing, like Uncle Buana said, and also evaluating the impact of your decision and perhaps modifying the course of that action if it is needed. So yes, problem solving skills, those are also very important, which we will touch on tomorrow. Logical reasoning, you know, strategic decision making, it requires you to analyze all the facts presented to you in a situation, like the brother said. And leaders need to use logical reasoning to weigh the advantages and disadvantages of that potential course of action. So in order to improve your decision making skills, leaders need to remove their emotions for one, so that you can make an objective and a rational decision. Emotional intelligence is also something we need to pay attention to. You know, to develop strong decision-making skills, leaders need to be aware, have control over, and express their emotions in a healthy and a measured manner. Too many times we see some of these leaders, and I'm not just talking about political ones, even you guys that are leaders as managers and CEOs, that you guys have no control over your emotion. The mannerism in the way that you speak is very volatile, and that's why decision makers, they must have high emotional intelligence. So that you can effectively convey your opinions to others during that decision-making process. Collaboration is also such an important thing because decision-making will not always be an individual activity. There will be times when leaders will need the input of others to come to a decision. And effective leaders, they can identify those times, and that's when we have team meetings so that we can reach the best decision. So to do this, decision makers must be able to collaborate with others, communicate their goals clearly, and of course, welcoming the feedback of others. So yes, decision making is an ongoing process in every business, large or small, and having critical thinking skills really allows one to ascertain the problem and come up with a solution that is beneficial to the company and its employees or the country and its citizens. So I hope that today I've been able to add some value to your life because, we didn't really have enough time, but I will have to make way for the rest of the team that is coming to keep you company. This is not the end of this conversation. We will definitely look into this more and bring in some experts that will be able to assist us and give us those proper skills for decision making. Have yourselves a wonderful day. I will see you later tonight. That is on Off the Hook. It is World TB Day today, and that's exactly what we are going to be focusing on today with the help of our local doctors. Enjoy your day.
Audio mnangeshefa no hara kushivifa oma kuro yo kupitira mohorike radio station ayo Eagle FM. Enya mukuro olongaha. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosha ipindi konorahita tuimwe, heari imwe, ne heari, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mamberewa konora hetatu natu, mbali o hetatu batatu, ne nola no natu. Nenge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na. Opo umone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye. Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
How can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massive?
No, that's not what I mean. I mean on the silver platter.
In terms of the infrastructure.
Of the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were...
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first...
For social position to raise a child. What does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commander say hold fire, they hold fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes. Because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM, the eye.
To our valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken, some of which have suspended the most basic of human rights.
And this is because for the first time ever since our country won its independence, we have been hit by a dangerous virus, which is a threat to our livelihoods, the COVID-19.
The situation calls for us not to panic, but to work together and eradicate the spread of the virus. At Eagle FM, we urge you to always wash your hands with soap or use hand sanitizers.
Limit or avoid travel and respect our laws and obey authority.
We have the answer and we will fight this the Namibian way. As Namibians, together, as one Namibia, one nation. Let's stand together against COVID-19.
Oulum nangeshefa no wahara kushivifa oma kuroe kupitira mohorike radio station na weyo Eagle FM. Enyamukuru olongaha. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosho ipindi kono rahetatu imwe, heari imwe, ne heari, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mwamberewa kono rahetatu natu, mbali o hetatu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Nenge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na. Opo umone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
To our valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken, some of which have suspended the most basic of human rights.
And this is because for the first time ever since our country won its independence, we have been hit by a dangerous virus, which is a threat to our livelihoods, the COVID-19.
The situation calls for us not to panic, but to work together and eradicate the spread of the virus. At Eagle FM, we urge you to always wash your hands with soap or use hand sanitizers.
Limit or avoid travel and respect our laws and obey authority.
We have the answer and we will fight this the Namibian way. As Namibians, together, as one Namibia, one nation. Let's stand together against COVID-19.
On the Radar, an Eagle News program that takes you beyond the streets and brings you closer to national and international breaking news as it unfolds. Tune in every Monday to Friday from 1 to 2:30.
Oulum nangeshefa, noahara kushivifa oma kuroi.